Okay, thank you very much. It's been lovely and very privileged to be invited along. So my name's Debbie. I'm a compulsive overeater, and I'm from Scotland, near Glasgow. That's where I am. And as I said, I'm really, really privileged to be asked to sort of share and give some service. And so I'll touch on bits and pieces that I do for service and trying to sort of weave my way through and navigate my way through a program of recovery over the past few years. So my journey started in OA. I came to OA a few years ago, 2010. And my reasons for that were around my grandfather, who I nursed through cancer. He was an old man. And I stepped on the scales in their bathroom, my grandparents' bathroom one day, and I was nearly 19 stone and I'm 5 feet one. And I knew my eating had taken on a new level. I knew that I couldn't stop when I started with certain foods, but I had never addressed the issue. I'd never addressed the issue. So that was my kind of wake-up call in a sense of, oh my goodness, what's happened here? And I started to have pains in my chest at night, and I was having things going on. Wasn't able to do things with my children, who were younger at the time. I didn't even have any interest in that. I just ate and slept and went to work. And that's how it felt. I didn't realise I didn't have a fulfilled life. So that was the start of my journey. I knew someone who came along and they were looking good and talking good. And I thought, I want to have some of that. And so I joined my local meeting, and it has been a journey, should I say, over the past 10, 11 years in recovery. And it's been amazing. And so, to qualify, as a child, food was massive in my life from probably pre-puberty, sort of just at that kind of age. I come from quite a traumatic background of child abuse and physical and sexual abuse. That's, in my story. So food was a huge, huge solution to how to cope in a very hostile environment as a child. And I stayed with my grandparents for periods of time quite a lot, and my grandparents showed love with food. That was how food was presented to me, as that'll make you better and it'll make you feel better and it will make you happy. And so that was how my kind of well, it was part of the journey of being having an eating disorder. And so it I binged. I've grazed. I've did just using food as a solution to who am I, not to feel. And being able to use that to get something from it, some peace of mind, which then in turn started to destroy my life, if you like. But the journey of being in OA has been it's been quite volatile. It's been up and down. It's been up and down. Just like I'm learning about life is up and down. And so, the biggest thing that I'm learning through OA for me is self-love and how to self-soothe myself without food. They're the two biggest things. When I was thinking this morning, what actually, you live in the program and you're doing what you're doing. For me, the surface parts, your program in the morning, you're connected to other human beings. And I actually hadn't thought, what is it actually giving me? Apart from a new life and different things that are happening, because it's been quite a long time, I'm like, it's given me these things. It's given me the tools to show up for myself every day as when I can, and self-soothe myself through the program tools and through what people are teaching me, through human beings and what they do, and trying and testing things. To be able to not use food as a solution to, an emotional problem for me. So and it's given me, a compassion. Compassion, I think, is the biggest thing for others. I think the The other thing I'll talk about here is that I suffered from rage. I was a rageaholic as well as, you know,
time.
Thank you. As many other things. And my children, you know, my older children were in the mix of that and were affected by obviously that behaviour. And that is another massive thing that's gone for me. Because, and it's took time. It's not been an overnight journey. It's took a long time, slow progress, going back the way, you know, whatever it takes. But that is another massive factor in my home. Nobody shouts, bawls and screams anymore. That is huge. And my younger children, I can see huge benefits in that. And with the relationships I have with them, how we can communicate better. I mean, I'm starting to get really emotional thinking how much this program's gave me. You know, and so that relationship with my children and how I approach life with them and embrace life with them each day has been a massive shift compared to just thinking that I need to shout and scream over the top of people or lose my temper or whatever. Each day, or whenever I'm not getting my own way, so there's a whole adult has appeared out of, you know, sticking with this, staying in this journey, staying in these rooms, nothing more. You know, there's no big secret for me. I used to think I was looking for this person's abstinence, and this person's abstinence. These were huge things for me. Oh, look, she's got it all going. Got to know this person as a human being. Which I'm, you know, I'm an isolator, so I default to just being on my own a lot, but I'm learning to kind of have relationships, and people are very, I'm not scared of them the same as I used to be, so I'm learning more for human beings, I'm learning more for, you know, people in these rooms. So it's given me so much, but, you know, for surface-wise, I've been involved in intergroup, in national assemblies. I'm looking to sort of get more involved in the sort of virtual end of stuff now because, you know, that would work for me now that my lifestyle's changed a bit. I gave up my job 6 months ago after, like, working for 31 years to have a break. I think that was the biggest compassionate thing I could do for myself. I just was in a position I could do it. And, wow. You know, all the distractions are gone that I've had in place to sort of keep me thinking, you know, that I'm succeeding. And yet, you know, all that stuff's changed for me. I'm having a look at me and I'm understanding me better. And it's just been an amazing journey to be able to look at yourself and enjoy it rather than look and be horrified at the huge weight or horrified at how you're living your life. And just making friends with my dark side, basically, you know, making friends with my dark side. I don't know how long I've got left.
2 minutes.
2 minutes, okay. Yeah, so that's been another kind of lovely experience and not so lovely experience in terms of, you know, finding out who I'm at without being a workaholic. So after the holidays and stuff, I'm going to be looking for something a couple of days a week to sort of, because I think I work better in a structure, just even voluntary or whatever, just something that takes me beside people. Because I was at my gym class the other day and I got scared and I left the gym class and I went to a cafe where people were there, and I'm understanding now that people and human beings around me, for whatever reasons, I don't even need to speak to them or be with them, like at that level, are a good place for me. I'm understanding that that's a healthy thing for me to do and to share very honestly about where I'm at as much as I can. Is another massive factor in this recovery thing, that all these tools I've learned, I came on here thinking I had learned nothing, and I'm in awe of how this program works and listening to the people in these rooms that, you know, you gain so much experience, or you get wee tools, wee snippets here and there that I've taken into my life and I use on a daily basis. So I'm going to just kind of finish there. And thank you very much for asking me to be here, and glad to be here. Thank you.
Sorry, Debbie, wasn't that just 15 or 20 minutes? Just in case the
Yeah, so I'm not sure if it's just 15 I have to share for a king carry.
15, yeah. Would you like to go on a bit? Do you have?
Yeah,
you
sorry.
Another 10 minutes, I think. It's a total of
20, yeah.
I apologize. In the beginning, I thought I heard her say that she wanted 10 minutes with a 5-minute.
It's 10.
So that's fine.
Cool. And 20.
No problem. Another few minutes. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I get conscious of the ADHD part in me gets conscious of this timer and when it's coming. So I get very fixed on it.
No, I think you actually have another 10 minutes,
yeah. Oh, goodness. So there we go, yeah. So another 10 minutes about recovery and or my life, you know, as a human being. So, yeah. So all in, going back a good bit and where, like, getting to the point of getting into recovery was, you know, another journey. I come from an alcoholic background, and so I got recovery in there first many years ago when I found myself on the streets. I was on the streets of London when I was 16, with no family, no nothing, and I spent a considerable bit of time just trying to understand what had happened in my life, who I was and what was going on, and it just was in the whole sort of cruxy addiction. And so by the time I was 18, I had a child. My daughter's 30 now. And what an experience we've had. We go paddleboarding together now. We've got a great life together, all thanks to our recovery programme, you know, that it's brought us together. I lost my daughter during this journey of recovery many years ago, and she went to Australia to live and came back after a year staying with my family, and that's when my life had changed. That I had the crossroads where I went, am I going the recovery journey or am I going to just go into the depths of despair and live in this? And I chose the recovery. I had chose it a few times and hadn't made it. This time, you know, I was at that crossroads where I feel we get these wee snippets of these doors open for us. And that happened to me, you know, in with OA as well, where I had the door was open, slightly ajar, and I went for it. And it's been massively life-changing, as you can hear, in terms of my recovery for me, but mostly for my kids as well. You know, they get an adult mum today who can emotionally cope most times, shall I say, with life and how to, you know, nurture them. And to be able to come from an unnurtured background, to be able to nurture a child, I think is huge, huge. And to be able to listen to a child and help them, give them tools to calm down, because I had to learn to do that for me in my 30s. How to nurture my child and how to look after me, and I'm just pass that information on to them, and I see them grow as people and be their own people, and you know, and I know that the program has given us all this, and it just reaches out. I feel recovery to everybody. You know, there's many people that in my life that I've been able to sort of give my story to, or I've been able to talk about being overweight and what it's done, and they have then when come into the rooms, and that's just massive to be able to sort of just give somebody that one wee sentence or conversation, you know, dropper that can help and support a person that doesn't need to live in trauma, you know, because we see so many people walking about full to the brim with trauma and unable to know what the answers are. And I'm just very, very grateful that somewhere along the lines that was need to be for me for the rest of my life, that I was able to sort of get away from it or to learn to live differently and embrace that. But you know, it's not been without tears, snot, fear, anxiety, and all the things that go away when you move through change into a different being or environment or whatever it is that's happening. And so, you know, the fear thing's huge for me. I speak about my fears on a daily basis. I try and stay close to them so that I can, you know, work through that. And that's, it's high level recovery for me. I'm on it every day. I have to be, I want to be. And there's days that I just don't look at it and say, I can't do this. I can't, I need to self care in those days, and I need to be able to sort of nurture myself and not let food become a solution to me. Find, you know, I've got other tools when the chips are down that I use that help me just to get by in the day, hour to hour. And that's a long time in recovery for me that I still have those days. But most days it's good, or I push through, you know, and I get out into that sunshine. I live in Scotland, so it's very dark now for long periods of time. You know, it's dark in the morning, it's dark at 4 o'clock. So I have to try and get out and grab some of that sunlight, which is helping me massively to be able to cope within my day. But I'm going to stop there now, I hope I've not offended anyone. I'm just so grateful to be here and be part of this journey with you all, guys. Thank you.